Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So as a doctor, it's all about saving lives. You know, if we have a fetus that's born prematurely, we want to do everything we can to keep that fetus alive, keep that baby alive, get them through the neonatal ICU, and then allow them to become a child and have every opportunity that we have. If we have somebody that has multiple vessels clogged in their hearts and arteries and multiple arteries clogged, we want to do what we can to make sure that their heart can still function. If somebody has cancer, we want to do everything we can to keep that person alive. So while we doctors are trying to help people stay alive, help people become fertile, help people who can't, you know, have children. There's another force that's growing. And this force that's growing, I've been picking up on it, and I didn't realize there was a name to it. I knew it was always around, but it is starting to get louder and louder. And it's this population control, extinctionist sort of mentality. And how it's growing, and it's starting to be accepted, and even being that movie Postcard from Earth in the Sphere in Las Vegas. I love the Sphere. It's gorgeous. You guys have to check out the Sphere. But I walked out of that movie going, it was kind of anti-population. It was saying how people are ruining the Earth, and maybe we need to start over with two people on a new planet and lights out for the other planet. And I was like, that's kind of a scary message. And people were walking out in the middle of it. And mind you, I love the Sphere. I'm not trying to knock the Sphere, but that was an odd message for something that's supposed to just be about a beautiful sphere and lights and all that. But apparently this message has been pervading for a while, but under the guise of, well, we need to protect the environment, it's allowing a chance to grow. Now, I worked for the EPA. I love the environment. I want to protect our coral. I want to protect our seas. I want to protect our air. I want to know that our children and our grandchildren and great-grandchildren and humans can survive. But once you start talking about population control and this extinctionism sort of a movement, you're treading dangerous waters. Now, the argument people make is, well, we have too much population. We can't feed them all. We're going to run out of food. We're going to run out of clean air. The more people we have, the more damage there could be. And scientifically, yes, if you have more people breathing air, there'll be less oxygen. If you have more people consuming food, yes. But Hitler tried to use that argument to murder Jews, homosexuals, gypsies, Catholics, Christians. They said they were going to run out of food, in addition to other sort of desires to cleanse populations. You know, I am seeing this, you know, hypocrisy of, you know, we want to do everything we can in terms of, you know, saving the people we have and fertility and fetuses and all that. But there's also more and more push to, you know, no, let's limit population. Let's give out birth control. Let's allow people to, you know, be sterile. You know, let's open up abortion. In fact, I heard somebody say abortion is a good thing because it's population control. Now, I'd hate to think that that's what we're doing. You know, I mean, it was supposed to be, well, reproductive choice, and if a woman was raped or her life was in danger, or, you know, if that's what's behind some of these movements, that's pretty scary. And the reason why I really fear this is we've seen losses of life. We saw thousands die in the Hamas massacre. We saw, we're hearing of mass genocide in multiple countries. And you don't hear the cry. You don't hear the call for resolution. You don't hear the, we need to intervene. We need to stop this. And I wonder if there's this underlying movement of, yep, the fewer people, the better. As long as it's not us. Now, I've said before, humans love war. Humans, you know, I would think we love peace. I like things peaceful, no drama, no chaos. But that's not what I think the average person likes. The average person likes conflict. That's what they were built for. That's what they were designed for. They had to compete. Survival of the fittest. And so if there is this idea that there's too many people on Earth, when you watch that postcards from or a postcard from Earth, they show areas in underserved countries and slums. And you're like, what are you trying to say? Are you, and then they turn off Earth. And I'm like, and they were serious about it. What are you saying? That it, in poor countries, it's okay for populations to die? That's disgusting. You know, I mean, the World Health Organization is trying to make sure we ensure and save people's lives. And so as much as I want to protect the environment, and I think we do have to do things to help protect the environment, this idea that, well, the more people and the more cars they drive and the more electric cars and the more weight on the ground that's heating it up and the more resources they use, the worse it is for Earth. And these climate change rules might be so comprehensive that at the snap of a law, they'll start being population controlled. Look what happened in China. And then they had to reverse it, trying to encourage more population. Humans have it in them to cause our own extinction and to murder each other. And my worry is if these laws go unchecked, we're just a decade or two away or even less of there being legislation going, no, we don't want you to have kids. Or, you know what, older individuals are wasting our resources, they're done. Be careful. Watch what you're reading. Look at what is being purported and projected. And you know, mind you, as somebody who does love the environment, I don't want to even think that everybody is on board with things like this. But the players who want this can very easily incorporate it into some of our climate change laws, and be on the lookout for that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, Secretary of State Lloyd Austin, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, has apparently been in the hospital since January 1st. And there has been a lot of questions on his health, on his ability to perform his duties. And as a doctor, I've told you I'm mixed on this. In one respect, I think we all deserve some privacy when we undergo medical issues. I mean, I know I told you all about my colonoscopies and my hysterectomy and all that, but the average person does want, you know, to have some privacy, because when you are in the hospital, people... there's security detail, that's why we always hear about the president after he had a colonoscopy, because they don't want anybody rushing to get selfies with the president, all right, while he's having his outpatient procedure. So I understand why there's an element of privacy. On the other end, we're possibly about to go into World War III. or at least be drawn into either the Russian-Ukraine conflict, the China-Taiwan conflict, Middle East war. So there's a lot of concern over who's running things. Remember the whole transportation debacles, and Pete Buttigieg had been on paternity leave. And so when you are in the government, you want to show that if you aren't on duty, somebody else is. Well, apparently when people got wind that he wasn't, apparently it was disclosed later than it should have been, and now there's a calls for him to be fired. Now, I think he's still in the ICU. He was admitted to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. So I think there should be an announcement of who is taking over temporarily, and if after Defense Secretary recovers, if he still wants to continue his duties or not. But there does have to be a backup for everybody. There's a backup for the president. There's a backup for the vice president. Although I know some of you are like, well, they could be a kindergartner. Still, have a backup in place. Okay, even if it's your neighbor's preschooler, you know, that could back them up. But still, just make sure that there is a backup. But I don't know what his condition was. From what I understand, he had an outpatient medical procedure, something that was elective. That happened, I think it was December 22nd. I think it was before Christmas. And then what happened is he had to be admitted to the hospital having either pain or having some sort of complications. Now, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is, I believe, he's 70 years old. And he is the sixth in line to presidential succession. Yeah, people are kind of concerned about, he's obviously a high-ranking official. And so all we know is that December 22nd, he had a medical procedure and went home one day later. Was that a biopsy? Was it a colonoscopy? Was it a cardiac catheter? We don't know. And again, he does deserve privacy. You know, he is a patient, and HIPAA, you know, the laws do protect patient privacy, but then he had to be admitted to the ICU intensive care January 1 after feeling severe pain. Now, according to officials, they say due to his medical records, that remained in a location in part due to hospital space considerations and due to his medical needs, but then remained in the ICU for space considerations and privacy. So does that mean he still needs ICU care, or are they keeping him in the ICU because Walter Reed is overwhelmed with patients and the ICU has proper ventilation, it's a little easier to have a Secret Service there rather than a regular floor bed, although Walter Reed is designed, you know, to take care of these high-ranking officials. It's not that unheard of where somebody might stay in a higher-level room because of the, you know, being able to be watched, etc., and space. However, if the ICU is where individuals who are very, very ill, especially with infectious disease, or sometimes you want to get a person out of that room as quickly as possible, or out of the hospital as quickly as possible so they don't get sick. The hospital is one of the most dangerous places on the planet. Not because of doctors, not because of nurses and staff, but because you could get infections from the hospital. So I am intrigued by that, but not that unheard of, not that shocking. So I believe he had COVID in August last year, but when he did, he still retained all authority, still retained activities, and, you know, so when do we call it? When does somebody have to be fired? You know, they're calling for him to be fired. Well, the root of that is that it was, while we have been dealing with, I guess, foreign policy issues and defense issues, there was no announcement that the person heading that was unavailable or ill. And we want transparency. The Biden administration promised transparency. They all promised transparency, and we don't seem to get that. But when is it appropriate? You know, we always hear about the colonoscopies and the procedures for the presidents the day after. You know, they say, like when we heard about Biden's physical, they go, okay, Biden had a physical, and everything was fine. And then you look and you go, well, he had some procedures, and Did anybody know? And who was in charge when he had these procedures? So apparently, behind the scenes, the protocols are in place. But Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, I can't comment on how good a defense secretary he is or not. All I can comment as a doctor is he needs to heal. And he needs to be taken care of. And so if he is unable to carry on his duties, even temporarily, then his backup is supposed to take over. And the backup would take over, and then they would reassess if he's fit for duty. A doctor can clear him, saying he's fit for duty. Look how Biden's doctor cleared him, saying he's fit for duty. Yeah, that was... Yeah, I don't know which medical school he went to. Here's my problem. President Biden's doctor said he was fit for duty from a physical standpoint. He can walk, talk, balance, do what he needs to. There was no cognitive evaluation included in the letter that was made public. But he said from a physical standpoint, he can resume the duties of commander-in-chief. So Defense Secretary Austin would have to have the same sort of clearance from a doctor saying he can. It's just what happened. And also, you know, people care about him, too. They're, you know, he's still in the hospital. And it's January 8th. What procedure could he have had that made him turn around and require hospitalization? And the reason why people are so intrigued by this is usually people high up in the government have the best health care. They have the most tippity-top doctors and staff on top of it. So what happened? So we don't know. All we know is, you know, he had to be put into the ICU. The ICU is one of the highest levels, floors, in terms of care. People ask, well, what, if he's in the ICU, that means he must have had a heart issue. Could be. You know, but we do have coronary care unit. I don't know if Walter Reed has a separate coronary care unit. You know, if it was CCU, then we know it's a cardiac. ICU could be cardiac, could be stroke, could be a perforation, sepsis, severe pneumonia, severe COVID. So him having pain, you know, obviously makes me concerned. It could be cardiac related because that's the most common thing. Or it could be if he did have a procedure, you know, maybe either a colonoscopy or something like that. Was there a perforation? This is all conjecture because we don't know. And right now, they are not saying what his medical issues are. And here's the thing. I agree with that. While he's in the ICU, let the man recover. But the government was wrong in keeping this quiet. Who's in charge? That person should have been made public immediately. That person should be saying, look, I'm on it. I think, is it Anthony Blinken who is now in the Middle East? You know, trying to calm things down and, you know, see why American bases are being attacked and our hostages. By the way, we still have American hostages held in Gaza, as well as Israeli hostages. Apparently, at the Golden Globes, they were offered the yellow ribbon, and many didn't wear it. I don't understand what's going on with this country. There's hostages right now. Tie a yellow ribbon. Bring our, well, that might be different, but bring our hostages home. Bring them home now. So we are in a foreign policy mess right now with everything going on. And so we want to know that our leaders are on top of it. If a leader is sick, which they have a right to be, we're all human, who is second in line, who is in charge, and what is happening in Austin's absence? Doesn't necessarily mean he has to get fired, but the Biden administration has some answers, has some explaining to do. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News Update. New revelations from another Jeffrey Epstein document dump.
The third batch of Jeffrey Epstein documents unsealed. The new public documents allege Epstein and his associates would target and troll nightclubs looking for teenage girls. Also, new details about Prince Andrew. His butler alleges he received daily massages at Epstein's home in Palm Beach, Florida. And we learn Epstein invoked the Fifth Amendment 500 times during a deposition in 2016, and he dodged questions about former President Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation.
USA's Laura Winters. The U.S. Supreme Court has allowed Idaho's abortion ban to go into effect for now. They also have agreed to hear an appeal in the case, scheduling arguments for April. The court's order is the first time it has weighed in on that state's criminal law banning abortion since the High Court's 2022 decision overturning Roe v. Wade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this was this is something that has kind of been brewing for a little bit, and I had a patient that I talked to this weekend. It was fascinating. So I had a patient who was in her 70s. And I asked her, about her medical issue. She called in for a medical issue. And she said, oh, I need a work coat. I don't want them to fire me. I'm like, oh, good for you. What are you doing? You're working, good girl. Now, I'm going to be working, way, God willing, in my 70s, 80s. She said, oh, I have to work. If not, I'm on the list. I go, what list? And this isn't the first time I've heard this fear from seniors. There are many seniors out there that feel that if things change, either to socialized medicine or to a lack of resources and we need to triage, you know, do we help younger people that are in this country are coming into this country, and since older people already have their day in their sun, they get less resources. Apparently there are concerns that many people who are seniors have that if they don't look productive, they're out. Now, you know, I'm no conspiracy theorist, and I remember during the Obamacare, debacle, people were worried about death panels and things like that. But senior citizens have a concern, a valid concern. When we see that people are turned down for organs, and I think many people could agree, if you have a younger individual that, you know, has a chance to live a long life, you know, would you give the new liver to a 90-year-old? Probably not. You know, the United States Preventive Services Task Force says we don't necessarily have to do mammograms after certain ages or colonoscopies after certain ages, even though many seniors want that. One of my senior patients said, oh, no, I'm not dying of breast cancer. I still want my mammograms. And so I understand how there are discussions that are currently being made on what is the best way to spend healthcare dollars. But as I said earlier, opening the show, it could be just a line in a bill. It could be a snap of a finger before a law changes that could be very, very obstructive and painful for a certain population. And that's what we need to be very, very careful for. So I started to ask some of the other patients who were older, you know, do you work? And I'm finding that more and more seniors are working. Now, not because they're afraid that they won't be able to get health care or things like that. So they're working because they have to. They just can't afford it. But, you know, are our grandparents and parents, are they really panicking in terms of where they are in society and how society will take care of them? You know, we spoke about how people fear nursing homes and having to live in alternative residences because they can't take care of themselves. And people fear that hospice helps accelerate your death, nursing homes help accelerate your death. That's not supposed to be the case. All right, you look at President Jimmy Carter. He's been in hospice for months. But there are concerns that people have that if they go into hospice, it'll accelerate things. Now, you know, for me, if I know I'm leaving this earth and I've done everything I want to leave as painlessly as possible, and I'm going to be very grateful for anything hospice can do. But there are these growing concerns that older individuals are, you know, not being as intervened and being, you know, full court press as they might have once were, that are looked upon as a burden to society. And as we spoke about earlier, how start to watch out for some of this population control, too many people on this earth, hurting the climate, hurting earth. Yes, older individuals apparently do have this fear. One of my listeners wrote me over the break saying, oh yeah, government wants nothing more than to get rid of older people. Now, he was in concern of in terms of some of them may vote a different way, yeah, than, you know, shall we say, for the current administration. But how do we stop that? If that is a fear, now I'm not saying we have to act on all fears and we have to entertain all theories or all conspiracy theories, but I think we've, you know, established the fact that there are concerns that people have with our population, that our hospitals, our dialysis centers, our medical centers are overrun. We don't have enough. Now that we're bringing in many migrants and younger individuals, will older people fall by the wayside? We've heard reports of veterans and nursing homes being evacuated and being used for migrants. So whether that's exactly what's happening or it's a perception, we are not calming the fears of our older individuals and our seniors by any means with all these things coming into play. How many times have we heard that Medicare is not, you know, we're not going to have enough money for Medicare. We're not going to have enough money for Social Security. And, Medicare's not enough. You got to have a Medicare Advantage plan. But drug prices are going up because as the Biden administration wants to negotiate with drug prices, some of them are hiking it up before that day comes. So seniors are feeling very vulnerable right now. Now, what protects seniors usually are the families. So if there's a senior, hopefully they have children, extended family, that'll be there for them. That'll make sure they get what they need. But there are many seniors that don't. They've outlived their children. They're alone, or they're estranged, or their children want nothing to do with them, and they're frightened. And so if you do have a family member, and usually you just talk about the same thing because they drive you crazy and you don't want to really talk about certain things. I get that. Ask them, though, how do they feel about, you know, do they think the government's going to take care of them? What's their biggest fear? And they don't fear dying. They fear being neglected. They fear being non-important, having no use. And our seniors have a lot of use. We need our seniors. Our seniors are the backbone of our families, of our generations, of our tradition. They're our history. And, you know, maybe we do, as a society, rather than try to figure out what to do with the population and, you know, how to figure out how to keep Social Security going and Medicare going, which should have already been a done deal because they were putting money into the system this whole time. Maybe we should think of ways of how seniors can be more involved in society. Many seniors do want to work. They want to contribute. They want to donate time. They want to volunteer. And, you know, right now it's, okay, once you're a senior, you go on Medicare, you're on Social Security, get out of the workforce, see ya. Maybe that's not the right attitude. Maybe if more seniors were working, maybe they'd be healthier. Maybe they'd have longevity. Maybe they would be putting in more tax dollars. And I think society does, at some level, write off our seniors. And to me, someone who's 65 is still middle-aged. Okay, to me, a senior is 80, 90. And so I'm not saying we should do nothing to change the age. I know everybody wants to change the age of retirement and change Social Security to save money and save Medicare money, but we actually penalize older individuals for wanting to still work. Let them still work and get their Social Security. Why not? If they work, tax dollars go into the system. They have more money to spend. If an older person wants to work, if an older person wants to find a way to, you know, be able to still be a part, let them do it. But we are, as a society, starting to, you know, have that attitude, and I think that could be worrisome. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on X or Twitter and The Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. Okay, so once a celebrity does something, now everybody wants to do it. And Robert Downey Jr. was at the Golden Globes yesterday, and I think he won Best Supporting Actor for Oppenheimer. I didn't watch the Golden Globes because I was watching the Miami Bills game. I was really rooting for Miami, too. But anyway, I guess the Golden Globes was on at the same time. But Robert Downey Jr. made big headlines because apparently he admitted to taking a beta blocker prior to him coming on stage or going to the Golden Globes. Not a big deal, people. Everybody calm down. I'll tell you what it is. But now people are asking for it. People want the Robert Downey Jr. medicine. So when he was, I think, up receiving his award for Oppenheimer as Best Supporting Actor, and he did do a great job in the movie, He said, yeah, I took a beta blocker, so this will be a breeze. Now, you know, the beta blocker is a fascinating medication because we use it to control blood pressure. We use it to control tremors. We use it to control heartbeats. And it's a medication that will prevent surges of epinephrine, adrenaline. And so off-label, people have been using it for anxiety. And it's a medication that people are finding a little easier to get. In fact, people are using it for insomnia. I want to caution you all with that. Be very, very careful with the beta blockers. Okay, don't be messing around with your heart. Don't be messing around with your blood pressure. But the medication that many stars used to use, and still do, are the benzodiazepines. The Xanaxes, the Valiums, the Klonopins. And people would brag, I took my Xanax, I'm good. I took my Valium, I'm good. That's something a lot of people can't do. Now, you give me something like that, I fall asleep. Xanax makes you sleepy. Valium could put you to sleep. In fact, the one time I had Valium was I was getting my LASIK done. So they gave me Valium. I go, I don't think I need it because I'm really cool with this stuff. They go, no, because we don't want you to move and be hyper, so we're going to give you Valium. I sat there making jokes the whole time. Because when I'm nervous, I make jokes. My husband said he was watching. He could watch. He's like, I just want to stop making jokes. And I was making them laugh, and he wanted me to stop because they needed to operate the machine and make sure nothing went wrong. So it didn't do that for me. I mean, although maybe I'd be more funny. Some of you are like, Dahlia, can you take some more Valium? Because this show really needs some more comedy. No, I can't. I think it'll put me to sleep still. Because I remember sleeping really good after the LASIK. I think Valium made me tired too. So benzodiazepines are sedating. They're also very dangerous to take if you take other medications. How many people have had respiratory depression because they were taking pain medication plus their benzodiazepine? So there is a push to get people off the benzodiazepines, which is something I talked about. We have a benzodiazepine epidemic. We're talking about the opioid epidemic and how it's continuing to rise despite all the doctor limitations, and it's because they're coming over the border. People are in pain. If doctors are prescribing pain medication, people are trying to get bootleg pain medication, and it's just an absolute mess. And that's what happens when people don't manage something correctly. But benzodiazepines, oh yeah, people are on Xanax, Klonopin, Ativan, take Valium, taking it like they're candy. They're using it for sleep. They're using it for moods. Well, Robert Downey Jr., who actually, I believe, had, after the 80s, had, I think, gone through rehab and overcome substance use and substance abuse. So he's not on that medication, it sounds like. He sounds like he's taking a beta blocker. So these beta blockers, as I said, you got to be kind of careful with them because they can affect the heart. And when you take something like that that you don't need and it tries to limit your stress hormones like your adrenaline and your norepinephrine and all that, then there could be other side effects with that. And so a lower heart rate might be healthier overall, but that's a lower resting heart rate, not because necessarily you're suppressing it. You know, if your heart rate is naturally high, that's a concern. But if you're an athlete and you work out a lot and your heart rate's in the 60s and without medication, that's a sign of good health. But if you have to continually suppress your heart to keep it down, there might be some health benefits if it's helping with your blood pressure, etc. But don't be doing that without a doctor's supervision. And so taking a beta blocker is not necessarily FDA approved right now for anxiety. But it is something that oftentimes doctors will use if they cannot give you a benzodiazepine, if they think you are going to be at risk for other issues, or if your blood pressure is high. And there are many people that will use beta blockers to sleep. They'll take it at night because it slows down the heart. For some people, it sedates them. In fact, I told you, for those of you that take beta blockers for your blood pressure, you might want to consider taking them at night if it's only once a day, because they can make you tired. So Robert Downey Jr., I'm very impressed with his talent. He has always been a talent. You know, I loved him in Back to School in the 80s and Weird Science. And he's, you know, he is a, you know, he's a gifted actor, and he's open. And he's open about things. But I don't want people to misinterpret this. And I don't want people calling and asking for beta blockers. Beta blockers, by the way, can cause erectile dysfunction. So before you start to think, oh, great, I could use that for insomnia and anxiety, keep in mind there might be some other side effects with it. But a beta blocker is a medication that slows down the heart rate and can affect the heart, hopefully in a positive sense, if that's what you need, but it could also in a negative sense. I've had patients who call up dizzy, and they're like, I have dizziness. I'm like, well, what's going on? Any chest pain, trouble breathing, you know, any medications you're taking? And oftentimes people may get dizzy from some of the medications that they're taking because it's slowing down their heart. So I just want to caution you all. Yeah. But another thing I also want to caution people on is this craze people have when a celebrity uses a medication. When a celebrity uses a medication, everybody wants it. You know, I don't know which celebrities have taken Wegovy or Ozempic for weight loss, but you see a lot of people skinnier these days. Yeah, and so you're thinking, okay, and so patients want it. Everybody wants to jump on these weight loss drugs. Meanwhile, you hear from lay people going, look, I went off the weight loss drug, and I gained the weight back. And, you know, a celebrity is not going to be very honest sometimes about the medication because of how cruel social media is and how paparazzi is. So if all of a sudden you see that somebody lost an immediate amount of weight, it could have been they had bariatric surgery. It could have been they said, you know what, I'm done with drinking. I'm done. I'm not drinking anymore. Or I'm lowering my carbs. Or I'm hitting the gym. You know, or I'm controlling my thyroid. You know, and so, but unfortunately, I suspect that a lot of people in Hollywood are just on the Wegovy. I mean, they're injecting them, getting their injections, and the average lay person that might not be able to afford a $1,400 a month medication or have insurance that's going to cover it or be able to tolerate the side effects won't be able to stay on it. And just because a celebrity is on it, you don't understand what else is going on. Celebrities can have chefs that make vegetables taste like steak, cauliflower pizza. I mean, they could be eating like you and I eat, but at half the calories because they have those resources. They have access. Did you see Mark Wahlberg's gym? Wow. I would move into a gym like that. It's a great gym. You know, they have access to things that a lot of us don't. And most of the celebrities that are healthy and in shape, they show their workout regimen. They don't want people to thinking it's just because they've been taking diet pills. And you see their muscles, you see their workouts, which is important. Dana White has had, you know, and he's been working. You see what they, so there's a lot more to it. So, you know, please go to your doctor. Don't just go to the Golden Globes for your medical advice. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.